5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. My name's Keegan. I'm from Ontario. Been a long-time listener of the show, and I've been itching to share my story for a couple of years now. I've got three pretty good ones, and I'll try and get through them quickly. So, I'm from Ontario, Canada, but I lived in England until I was about 8 or 9 years old, and we lived in a very old farmhouse that was originally built in the early 1400s. The living room of the house would have been the original cottage where the original owners leaned and slept, all in one little room. And then over, you know, the following centuries, they added on to the house. And by the time we lived in there, it was about 7,000 square feet. It was a massive home. And it was a historical property called Grange Farm in Vila, England, just outside of Norwich. So we lived there from the time I was about 2 years old till about 6 years old. I might have been three. Anyhow, my parents would put me to bed every night, and they would hear, you know, running around and giggling, and they'd go up, and I wouldn't have moved. I'd be in the same place. And this happened every single night. Every night they would hear the giggling, they would hear the running around in my bedroom and all around the upper floor of the house. Some nights it would sound like, you know, one child's footsteps, and some nights it would sound like a stampede of children. And, you know, by the end of it, they just stopped looking. They stopped checking. They knew that whatever it was, it wasn't me. And my parents have a slew of other stories that they need to call in and tell about that farmhouse. From my experience in that farmhouse, I don't remember any of this, any children playing with me in the room. I used to tell them that I had friends that I would talk to, and I don't remember any of this. My only memory from the farmhouse was just the feeling of being chased up and down the stairs, and I remember I would run to the bathroom and back, and I would get spooked, and I spent many nights, you know, sleeping in bed with my parents, like I think a lot of toddlers and young children do. Fast forward about 10 years later, I'm 13 or 14. We're living in Canada at this point. We're on vacation in Florida. We're staying in a hotel on an island called Singer Island, which is just outside of West Palm Beach. And we were there. I felt really nervous. I felt uneasy. I didn't feel good. I felt like I was being watched. I would hear footsteps, bare feet on the tile floor. It was very distinctive. And, you know, I heard this. We were there for 7 days, and I heard this for the first 3 or 4 nights. My parents heard it, too. But we were in, you know, separate bedrooms, and you know, it was pretty freaky. Now, on the 3rd or 4th day, while we were staying there, I was up alone in the room, Snapchatting your 14-year-old does, and I was sitting with my back to the window, which oversees the beach and the ocean, and in front of me there was a wall with no TV, no photo on it, about 6 feet away from where I was sitting. It was kind of like a foyer area. You walked in, you took your shoes off there and whatnot, and then you entered the rest of the condo or the hotel room. So as I'm taking Snapchats and whatnot, I sent a Snapchat to my cousin and a few friends of me holding a pair of binoculars up to my face. And I sent it to about 4 or 5 people. It was a selfie with the binoculars up to my face and the window behind me. Somebody screenshotted it and sent it back to me. In the lens of the binoculars was a face, and not a misty classic, you know, apparition that you typically see. It was a face as clear as day. And there were 3 reflections of the face. There was a reflection in the binoculars. Because of the lens of the binoculars, the face appeared upside down. But in the mirror, in the window behind me, the face was clear as, I mean, you could make it out. It looked like a Hispanic lady. It looked like she was wearing a collar, like a maid's outfit. Her hair was up. I mean, it's clear as day. It looked like a headshot. Because of the window and the glare on the binoculars, the color was a little bit distorted, but I believe whatever was in front of me that I couldn't see was a full solid apparition for just a split second. So like anyone would, I panic and I head downstairs, go to the pool bar where my parents were, and I start sharing the photo with people around it. Next thing you know, there's this big, you know, all the staff wants to see the photo. Now everyone's gathered around us telling stories. Turns out the hotel has all sorts of stories of seeing a Hispanic maid woman walking down the hallways. There were even stories of her greeting herself in a Spanish accent. And then, you know, it would dawn on the employee, I've never met that woman before, or I've never seen her before. And they'd go looking for her and they never found her. Now this happened for years and years that this hotel had been, you know, it was pretty old. It was probably 80, 90 years old at the time. I'd like to know for certain how old it was, but they all shared stories with us. So it was certain that there was some activity going on, and I wasn't the first to notice it. So obviously I'm pretty freaked out. I don't want to sleep in my room anymore. So I'm sleeping on the couch just outside of my parents' room. Keep in mind, I'm about 14, 15 years old. I'm a little too old to be scared. I was scared shitless. Activity increased tenfold. Every night, my parents would hear it. We would hear it. There was a fan above the microwave that would go off. We would hear the feet on the tile floor, a very distinct sound. We would hear the jiggling of our sliding door. We would hear doors opening and closing. This was a condo-type unit. It was 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a living room and a front foyer. It was a pretty big unit. And we heard this for the next 3 days. It was so bad that I was sleeping on the floor of my parents' room. And the one thing that would happen almost every night was there's a fan underneath the microwave, because the microwave is under the stove, so like a stovetop fan in our kitchen there in the condo. And this fan would go off every single night. Now, the interesting thing about this fan is there was one button. You click it once, it goes to the first setting. You click it twice, it goes to the second setting. You click it 3 times, it goes to the strongest setting. And then you click it a 4th time, and it shuts off. Which means whatever it was that was turning on this fan would have had to have hit the button 3 times. Because whenever we went out to turn the fan off, it was at its highest setting. We had maintenance come take a look at the fan. They couldn't figure it out. It only happened in the middle of the night. And it would almost always happen when at least one of us was awake. We noticed that as well. We never woke up to the sound of the fan. We woke up to some weird noises in our unit, and then the fan would turn on. And we would hear the three clicks of the button as the fan, escalated its mode. So that was pretty freaky. We left there with a ton of stories. I'm going to send you a DM on Instagram so you can have the photo for yourself and you can take a look at it. It's very eerie.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.